Amazing grace, praise be my song of praise. What was the grace that brought my liberty? I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that called my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that called my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For 'twas grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that called my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that called my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need.
Leave it for me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Leave it for me. Amen. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. Amen. Amen. For it was for grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. Amen. Amen. The author of it, the amazing grace, is here tonight. The one that we did nothing so great, nothing so good, but yet that amazing grace. Sometimes we ask, he said, why he came to love me so? And he looked beyond my fault and saw my need. Lord, tonight, look beyond our faults. Even if we have gone beyond your mercy, let your grace bring us back. Shall we bow our heads? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the amazing grace. Once we were lost, but Lord, because you loved us, you came looking for us, O God. Father, we thank you once again for yet another grace you have given to us to be guarded in your house. Father, all that we come is that, Lord, we surrender ourselves to you, God. We bring ourselves, Lord, under your mercy this evening, O God. That, Lord Jesus, you look beyond our faults. Look beyond, O God, the things that are not right in our lives. Father, for the purpose why you went to Calvary tonight, O Lord, let it be our portion. And that, Father, you bless your word for us. And break them, O God, for us, O Lord. Even as, Father, we just want to take a closer walk with thee tonight. Bless your word even as we read. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Brethren, I need your prayers. Because since yesterday night, it has been a battle. But I said I will not give in to the enemy.
Amen.
It has not been easy. I went completely hoarse. Even voice could not come. And I checked my pressure. My pressure was very high. I said, look, Satan, nothing is going to stop
Amen.
Me. I will be here tonight
Amen.
To worship my God.
Amen.
So you remember him in prayer as we look into his word tonight.
Amen.
We shall turn to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43, we will read the 16th to the 17th. Let's hear the word of God. Isaiah 43:16-19. It's a very popular text that most of you know. It said, thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariots and horse, the army and power,
Amen.
They shall lie down together.
Amen.
They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as two.
Amen.
Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing.
Amen.
Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it?
Amen.
I will even make a way in the wilderness.
Amen.
And rivers in the desert.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is the word from the Lord himself. He said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Because I'm going to do a new thing.
Amen.
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 And it is going to spring forth for everyone to see.
Amen.
And even I will make a way in the wilderness. And the rivers, I'll bring forth even rivers, springs of water in the desert areas.
Amen.
Thus saith the Lord tonight. How many believe? Oh, hallelujah. As long as more than two people here, we agree that this word of God is yea and amen. Then we are going to see the manifestation. We will come back here to give testimony to the glory of God for what he will do amongst us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's pray once again. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, that tonight you have reminded us that you are the one that maketh a way in the sea, that maketh a way in the mighty waters. Oh, Lord, we thank you that tonight we said we should forget about all the old things. We should not consider anything of the past, but we look forward tonight for the new thing that, Lord, you will do amongst us. Father, we believe it tonight. The Lord, your new thing is going to spring forth. And we shall carry that same new thing back to give testimony and glorify your name, O God. We thank you tonight. Lord, even as I surrender myself, the devil has been on my heels since yesterday. But Lord, I thank you that, O God, oh, you have won the victory, O God, for me. And standing here, Lord, I surrender myself, O God. The Lord, you speak to us. Oh, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Oh, God richly bless you, my brother. Oh, may we be seated. This is not the first time. I remember one time I was invited to a very big meeting in Italy. And I went with a junior. He will tell you, that night, I fell sick. Really? The whole night. No sleep. Junior was praying. And when morning was come, brother, even to take a step like this was very difficult. I was so weak and tired. But I moved on. Amen. That day I had to preach twice. Amen. Two sermons. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And the Lord was my strength.
Amen.
Oh, that day you could see these white Italians shedding tears.
Amen.
Holy Ghost just moving amongst them.
Amen.
And so praise be to God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
So when he was trying to play all these things yesterday, I said, hey, you are a liar.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Tonight we have a topic. I will do a new thing.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
I will do a new thing.
Amen.
Isaiah 43. When you read the whole, you will see the story behind it. This new thing is a divine assurance. A merciful Father who is full of love and full of grace was speaking to his children. His children, Israel, they have been scattered abroad because of disobedience and unbelief. They have been scattered abroad to the north, to the south, east, and west. But that loving Father, he was reminding them. He was trying to bring them to remembrance. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Of what he has done in the past for them. And that he was ready to do it again.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the same Isaiah 43. Let's read verse 1. It said, but now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob. Now put your name there. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That Jacob, put your name there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, Amen. And he that formed thee, O Israel, still put your name there.
Amen.
He said, fear not, for I have redeemed thee.
Amen.
I have called thee by thy name,
Amen.
And thou art mine.
Amen.
Oh, praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
And so this assurance of I will do a new thing, it was for the redeemed children.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. A redeemed children that have, and a called children. Say, I have redeemed you. I have called you, Pele.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I formed you.
Amen.
And I've redeemed you.
Amen.
I've called you. Praise the Lord. I've called you by your name.
Amen.
And you are mine. You are mine.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. See, they were scattered because of disobedience and unbelief. They had been scattered all over. But still, that good God was announcing, he was telling them, look at the things that I did in the past for you. He said, I have made a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. I've brought forth what the chariots and the horses, the army and the power of Egypt, I've laid all of them down.
Amen.
They will not even rise up again. All your enemies, he has laid them down. All your troubles, he has laid them down.
Amen.
And they can never rise up again.
Amen.
They have been extinct. They have been quenched. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he said, remember. Don't remember the things, the former things. Don't consider the old things. Because I will do a new thing
Amen.
Amongst you. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, the redeemed, the called people of God. Now let's look at verse 10 and 11 of the same 43. He said, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servants, whom I have chosen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are a redeemed.
Amen.
You are called.
Amen.
You are a witness.
Amen.
You are a servant.
Amen.
You are chosen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed.
Amen.
Neither shall there be any after me.
Amen.
I am that same God who changeth not.
Amen.
That opened the Red Sea, made a way for you, and put all your enemies down and covered them. As Moses said, these Egyptians that you see today, you are not going to see
Amen.
Them forever anymore.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said, fear not and stand still and see the salvation of God. See. He said, I even, I am the Lord. And beside me, there is no savior.
Amen.
There is no other savior. So where are you going? Why don't you come to me? There is no other savior anywhere.
Amen.
No one can save you.
Amen.
I am the only one. Oh, the redeemed,
Amen.
The called,
Amen.
The chosen,
Amen.
The servants,
Amen.
All witnesses.
Amen.
Tonight, he said, I will do a new thing.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Amen. But what happened to Israel? What did they do? Let's look at verse 21 and 22. What God was, God's complaining. He said, these people have I formed for myself. You see? For myself, they shall show forth my praise. You see? I formed for myself for them to show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me. Verse 22. But thou hast not called upon me. Oh, Jacob. You have not called upon me. Brother David. You have not called upon me. See? I have formed you for myself. But you have not called me. Thou hast been weary of me. See? Oh, brother. He's going to do a new thing tonight.
Amen.
Are we going to give him the praise that he deserves? The honor that he deserves? Are we going to call upon him tonight?
Amen.
He said, you have not called. You have not done it. But I've made you for myself. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see, one thing we must watch closely here. From what God is saying here, he said, anytime God wants to restore something
Amen.
Or do a new thing, he wants the old thing to be done away with.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Before he can restore, before he can do a new thing in your life, he wants the old thing to what? To be off the way.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why even he said, when you want the Holy Spirit, he said, repent.
Amen.
First, you have to repent
Amen.
Of your old past, old things.
Amen.
You got to put them somewhere. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, if you have an old wine in your bottle and they give you a new wine, what are you going to do? The old bottle is full of old wine, very stinking. What do? You pour that one away and put in what? A new wine. Oh, praise the Lord. If your wardrobe is full of rags, tire, rags and old clothes, then daddy buys new wine, plenty. What will you do? You suck everything from what? The wardrobe, isn't it? Oh, praise the Lord. You put those old ones away because daddy has bought you new ones.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. So before the new thing can come, unless the old thing and everything is what is put away somewhere.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Before you can serve God, you must what? Kick away Mammon from your heart, from your life. Oh, praise God. So that is what God is expecting. He said, consider not the old things. Don't consider them. Don't let it be a hindrance. Clear everything away. Amen. He said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Amen.
Amen.
That is what our Lord is telling us tonight.
Amen.
Brother, even watch. When God said about the new heaven and the new earth, open at Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65, 18. What did God say? When about the new heaven and the new earth, even before that one can come, Isaiah 65, 18. Let me see. That says, I think it's not there, but how is it? It's rather 17. Isaiah 65, 17. I was looking at 18 as well. He said, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind." You see? Praise the Lord. Before even God can bring the new heaven and the new earth, he said what? The former one.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The former one should pass away. Oh, my brother, my sister, the sin upon this earth must pass away. The filth of this world must pass away.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so, my brother, if all these things that are going on, they are going to pass away,
Amen.
Why do you put your trust in them?
Hallelujah.
Why do you put your treasures in them? If you put your treasures in them, you put your trust in them, when they are passing away, they will go along with you.
Amen.
They will not leave you behind. Oh. When you put yourself into this world, when this old world is going, it will carry you along. It will not leave you behind because you are part of him.
Amen.
Sister Gloria, you see? Praise the Lord. It will go along with you. But this old world can never hold us.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. We have a song like that.
Amen.
This old world can never hold me. Any moments I'll be gone. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This old world can never hold us. Because we have put on our what? Our wedding garments.
Amen.
Let's hear something from the prophet.
Amen.
As he said, this whole world, when it's passed, said, this sickness, death, politics, sinful man, sinful woman, evil spirits will all be done away with,
Amen.
Annihilated before that new heaven can come.
Amen.
See? It has to be done away because we are going to live right here.
Amen.
See, we are coming back to live here. And all these things must not pass away.
Amen.
Everything will pass away, but his word will never pass away.
Amen.
So when you take his word, my brother, you will never pass away.
Amen.
He said, this earth holds those things. But it wasn't made for that purpose. This earth was not made for that purpose. Sin caused it like that. It was made by God, the Creator, for a good purpose.
Amen.
He says Satan is still here. And all his evil forces. That's the reason all these things happen.
Amen.
See, bloodshed, wars, politics, sin, adultery, and all kinds of filthiness go on. It's because Satan is the ruler of this earth.
Amen.
And this atmosphere. That's why it's so filthy.
Amen.
But thank God, this old world will pass away.
Amen.
Amen. So my brother, why do you hold anything of this world? Why do you build your treasures and things that are reserved for destruction? When they are passing away, as I've said, they will pass away with you. Praise the Lord. So Peter, Apostle Peter wrote, he said, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, pass away, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? And then the prophet warned. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
Amen.
He's not slack concerning his promise.
Amen.
But it's because of what? It is his long suffering.
Amen.
It's because of his long suffering. Because he doesn't want anyone to what? To perish.
Amen.
It is only long suffering, my brother. My sister, it's the long suffering of God. God is not slack concerning his promise. Praise the Lord. Let's take notice of this. You know, the devil, that is what he does. He will play on your mind. He, as we heard last week, he will bring what? Reasoning. That's exactly what he did in the wilderness with the children of God. And he's that same Satan with that same way of what? Deceiving people.
Amen.
And one thing is that the children of God, you see, God was reminding them of the great things he did for them.
Amen.
If it had not been his long suffering, even he would have what? Killed all of them before even they crossed what? The Red Sea. Because when they got to the Red Sea and they saw the enemy coming, they started murmuring. Moses! Let me see if I can get that scripture. And let's see what they actually said. It was something that God should have even finished them right away there. But because of his what? Long suffering. Exodus 14. Exodus 14, 10. From the reading from 10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us? To carry us forth out of Egypt. Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Look at this, my brother. It really cut God's heart. After all the miracles that God did in the hands through Moses, and even what he did to save them when the death angel passed over the land. With all this, so that God, is it not capable of taking you through? And look at what they were saying. And so there are no graves. You see how provocative it is. We will be on the 10 provocations of Israel, and you see it very provocative. So I don't know. Maybe they went to Moses. Moses. So I don't know graves in Egypt, huh? Didn't you what we tell you that leave us alone so that we serve the Egyptians? Now you brought us here to die. Then somebody would talk his own and then just move. Another one would come. Hey, Moses. Hey. So, you want us to die here? See. And they were not murmuring against Moses. They were murmuring against God. Because that was what God said. But his long suffering. See. Because he wanted to save them. And so he was reminding them that, look, who opened the Red Sea. But you don't call upon me. Oh, praise God. Now let's look at something that happened. He said, at a point in their journey in the wilderness, Israel thirsted for water. And God said unto Moses, behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. You see? And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. They were thirsty. They were looking for water. And the prophet, listen to, I've read it before. He said, the prophet said, Christ was the rock that was smitten. Amen. He was the rock that led the children of Israel, giving them fresh fountain of water. Amen. He said, on the most unlikely place in all the desert, they found water. Amen. It was a rock. Amen. It was in a rock. The most unlikely place that a man would find any water would be even a dry rock in the middle of a desert. You see? In the middle of a desert. Here, what we were reading, he said, I will make what? Rivers, even in the desert. But you see, God does things like that in the most unlikely place, in the most unusual way. My brother, that's where God will just come in and take over. Oh, praise the Lord. Tonight, he's the same Christ, the same rock that is standing here tonight. Amen. And any one of us, in all our tests tonight, that new thing, our test tonight, he is going to what? Provide a fountain of water for us tonight. Amen. Amen. Tonight he stands here stricken and smitten. In him is released the fountain of life. Amen. Tonight he's here. Amen. Still that same lamb. Amen. Who has been wounded for our what? Transgressions. Amen. Who has been bruised for our iniquities. Amen. Who has been chastised for our peace. Amen. And who by his stripes we are healed. Amen. Is here tonight, my brother. Man will change. Time changes. Age changes. Dispensations changes. But God remained the same. Amen. He will never change. Amen. Amen. So what a hope we have tonight, my brother. That even whatever we need, our needs tonight. Amen. Even if anyone is sick amongst us tonight, the Lord is here. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He said he will make a way in the sea for us. Amen. The mighty waters. That's our promise tonight, my brother. Amen. Let's look at what. All that he expects for us is to do away with the former things, the old things, things that are not desirable. Let's put everything away. Oh, praise God. That is what he's looking for tonight. Amen. Do you remember? Blind Bartimaeus? When Jesus called him, that come, what did he do? The old rag-tattered garment, he pulled them away. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. See? He threw that tattered garment away. Amen. Because he knew that Jesus was going to do a new thing for him. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. He put away that old tattered garment. Amen. I gave him my old tattered garments. Amen. He gave me a robe of pure white. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. We need to take that old tattered garment away. Amen. From our wardrobes and receive what? the new thing tonight, my brother. Amen. That's the only way. Praise God. There is another one I wanted to mention. But don't let us be like what? The rich young ruler. When he went to see Jesus, he was to do away with what? The old tattered garments. The things Jesus said, go sell all that you have and come follow me. Amen. No. It was difficult for him. He wouldn't what? Throw the old things away. Let us not be that like what? The rich young ruler tonight. Amen. But let us be like Paul tonight. Amen. Amen. Who with all his education and all what he had gained, a young Pharisee, he said, all these things, I count them as dung. Amen. Amen. I count them as dung. He threw them away. Let's read something in Philippians, Philippians, the book of Philippians. Let's read something what Paul said. Amen. Philippians 3. Amen. Philippians 3:13. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Amen. Amen. Forgetting those things which are behind. Amen. And reaching forth for those things which are before. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He's not considering the old things anymore. Amen. He's not looking at the old things anymore. When you look at verse 8, it says, yeah, doubtless I count all things but a loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's put every undesirables, my brother, my sister, Amen. The old things, let's put them somewhere, Amen. So that God can do a new thing tonight. Amen. Oh, how many believe that? Amen. Tonight, Amen. I'm looking for the redeemed. Amen. Oh, if you are redeemed, just raise up your hand. Amen. Oh, I'm looking for the chosen. Amen. Oh, I'm looking for the called. Amen. Oh, I'm looking for those who are witnesses. Amen. I'm looking for the servants of God. Oh, praise the Lord. He said they were not singing his praise. And so tonight, are you going to sing his praise? Yes, sir. And that through supplication and prayer, let us make our request known. Amen. That, Lord, you have promised a new thing. Amen. Oh, my brother, tonight, Amen. Just say, Lord, that new thing. Amen. Before we go there, brother, we are going to throw away all tattered garments. Amen. Oh, praise God. Just set yourself, say, Lord, this one, I know, no. It's what? Rags. Lord, take them away. Amen. I don't need them because I'm waiting for the new thing. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. How can you put a new wine into an old bottle with the old wine? Oh, you have to pour those ones away. Amen. Oh, praise God. Yes. So tonight, are we going to sing to his praise? Because he said, his people, he made them for his own praise, but they will not praise him. They will not call upon him. So tonight, let us praise him. What are our praises? Song leaders come, let us find a song and then sing to his praise. Amen. That we the redeemed, Amen. We the chosen, we the called, tonight, we are here to give him the praise. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give him the praise tonight. Okay. Oh, hallelujah, redeemed. That I would like to proclaim it tonight. Amen. How many want to proclaim that they are redeemed tonight? Let's proclaim it.
Redeemed have I, loud to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed through His infinite mercy.
His child and forever I am. Blood of the Lamb,
oh,
redeemed, His child and forever I am.
Redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
Under His blood, where the devil can do me no harm,
no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm,
no harm, no harm, no harm,
where the devil can do me no harm.
Stay right
under His blood.
I'm gonna stay right under His blood,
where the devil can do me no harm, no harm, no harm,
no harm, yes,
no harm, no harm, no harm,
no harm, no harm,
no harm, where the devil can do me no harm. I'm gonna stay right under His blood.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm gonna stay right under His blood.
What else do you want to say?
I'm just stay right under
His blood. Yeah, there is no other place.
Where the devil can dominate our heart.
Oh, the Lord said, come, come, come. He said, my redeemed,
no
come. Tonight,
no harm,
I'm here.
No harm,
just speak
no
to
harm,
me. My redeemed, come. Don't
no harm,
me tonight.
No harm,
my
no
chosen,
harm,
my chosen, come.
Where the devil can
my chosen,
no
come.
Harm,
my redeemed, come.
No harm,
oh,
no harm.
Hallelujah.
No harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm.
Oh, hallelujah! Oh, praise the Lord.
Right
under His blood, there's no other place.
I'm gonna stay right under His blood.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I'm gonna stay
Lord,
right under
Lord, we have come. We have come. We have come tonight. We
where the
come.
Devil can do me no harm, no harm.
The new thing.
No harm, no
the new thing.
No harm, no harm.
We are coming,
no harm,
surrendering all the old things.
No harm, no harm.
We
no
are
harm,
surrendering all the old things.
The
we are casting them out.
Do me no harm.
Hallelujah, my brother. Tonight, where is any other place better than under the blood? Oh, where the devil cannot what touch you. Oh, tonight, my brother, be sincere to yourself. My sister, just be sincere to yourself before you ask for the new thing. Just say, Lord, there is an old thing here. I'm surrendering to you tonight. There is something old I've been keeping. Lord, tonight I'm being honest, because upon your word, I'm surrendering them tonight unto you. My brother, just get into prayer. My sister, get into prayer. Whatever be it, say, Lord, I surrender them. I surrender them tonight, Lord. I surrender them tonight. This is the thing. This is an old thing that I've been keeping all along. But tonight, Lord, I surrender them. Lord, tonight, I say, the old thing, take them. The rag, I send them to you, O Lord. Oh, the old things, I'm clearing everything away from my wardrobe. I'm clearing everything away. Lord, the things that are not right, Father, tonight, I surrender them. I give it unto you. Before, because with it, I can never receive the new thing. I can't receive the new thing. So tonight, Lord, here, I surrender everything to you. I surrender it to you, Lord. This is what has been the rag. Oh, the old tattered garment, my brother. He's ready to give you a robe of pure white. He's ready to give you a robe of pure white. Oh, just surrender the old tattered garments. The old tattered garment. Surrender them. Clear the wardrobe. Clear it. Clear it. Lord, this is what is in my life. Oh, tonight, Lord, I surrender them to you. I surrender them, Lord. These are the hindrances, the obstacles. Lord, I surrender them to you.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let us hear from the Lord the new things, some of the new things He's promising tonight. He said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Never shall the flames kindle upon thee. He said, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness, your wilderness, a pool of water. And the dry lands will spring of water. He said, I will widen your borders. He said, for I am thy God. I will hold thee by the right hand. And I'm telling you, fear not. I will help you. He said, don't be dismayed. For I am thy God. I will strengthen you. He said, I will what? I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And he said, listen. He said, all that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed. Amen. They will be confounded. Amen. They will be laid low. They will be overthrown. They will perish. They will be extinct. He said, they that strive against thee, they will perish. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. They that war against thee, they will be nothing. Amen. I'll make a new thing. And they will strive. Those new things, they will spring up. There will be life. I will uphold thee with the right hand of mine. Listen again. He said, if you pass through the waters, they will never overflow you. And even when you walk through fire, they can never burn you. You walk through the valley of shadow of death, and nothing can prevail against you. I'll make a new thing in your life. Now, my brother, my sister, what is on your heart now? Ask the Lord. Lord, do that new thing for me. Just tell him, Lord, a new thing I'm looking forward to. Lord, let it spring forth in my life, Lord. Let it spring forth. My sister, what you want, tell him. The new thing you want in your life, tell him. He's here. My brother, tell him. The new thing you are looking forward, tell him tonight. He's here. He said, it's because you have not called upon me. And so tonight, Lord, we are calling upon you. We are calling upon you tonight, Lord. So, Lord, the new thing, Lord. We have thrown away all the tattered garments. We have cleared every undesirables from our wardrobes. Now the new thing. The new thing, Lord. Let it come on your children, O God. Receive them tonight, Lord. Receive them tonight. My brother, receive them tonight, my sister. Receive them. Call unto him, because he said you have not called. Say, Lord, today I'm calling. Today I'm calling. I'm calling unto you. For today I'm calling unto you, Lord. That new thing, Lord. Today I'm calling unto you now. I will do a new thing. And they will spring forth. They will spring forth.
Father, you shepherding, Lord Savior, help me that if you ever, Lord Savior, Lord, to reach out, Lord,
what song, Lord, what song are you going to give us? What song are you going to give us?
You establish, Lord, I pray. Even at the side, Lord, I ask, Lord, even at the side, Lord, God. Father, you be glorified, you be lifted above all. Rather, glory, Lord, I come to you before thee, Lord. You know, Lord, it's faithful. You know, it's paperwork, Lord, that it is asked.
Okay, clean your heart.
We ask your grace, Lord, even upon this time, you shepherd him, Lord, Savior. Even at the side, Lord, lead them, Lord, Savior, and grant them, Lord, even as they have need, Lord, even at this time, Lord, Savior, for your tender mercies, Lord, Savior, and getting us gracious, Lord, Savior, sort it out, Lord.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Spirit from me, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit within me.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Thank you.
Lord, we believe that you have renewed a right spirit, God, within us, Lord Jesus. As we have cast out every undesirable, we have emptied, O God, all that, Father, we have been holding. Our wardrobes are now clean. They are without any rags. Lord, we welcome that new thing. Father, we receive them tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you have spoken, and we believe, God. Nothing stands, Lord, between us. We've cleared every doubt and unbelief. Oh, your children, you said they never called unto you. Today, Lord, we have called upon you. And Father, we know that the new thing that you said it will spring forth, it will surely spring forth. And Father, as you have promised, that even when we walk in the waters, they can never overflow us. Even when we walk through the fire, it can never burn us. It can never kindle us. And then, Lord, even those who war against us, they will be nothing. Father, they, all of them, the chariots, the powers, the horses, you have buried all of them. Father, we thank you that tonight, just like blind Bartimaeus, he threw away the rags because he knew you were going to do a new thing. And he received that new thing. Tonight, Lord, we have done the same. We've cast out all that are not right. We've emptied our bottles. We are receiving the new wine tonight, to God. We are receiving the new thing tonight. And Father, we believe we have received them. By faith, Lord, we have claimed them. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I raise up every utterance, every request that has been given out to God towards your throne of mercy and your throne of grace. Father, as they lay upon that altar, we know that, God, it will never return to us void. We believe that, Lord, it has been accomplished. That new thing, it has been accomplished. And we thank you, God, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Brother George, come and commit the night into the hands of the Lord as we live here.
Father, most gracious Lord, Father, how good it is, Lord, to come into your presence and just, Father, surrender and just die to the ways, Lord, of this wicked world. Father, we realize when we come in your presence that we are nothing, oh God. But Father, you are all that we need, Lord. Father, this world, it pumps us up with such an ego, Father, to be like Satan. But Lord, the word pumps us up to be like Jesus. Father, I desire to be like thee, Lord. I desire, Lord God, to be so surrendered that in your presence, O God, Father, Lord, we just desire just to live in your presence and feed in that presence. Father, you know, God, Father, the world and the things that, Lord, Father, oh God, transpired all times, oh God. How Satan, Lord, Father, has created his Eden, Father, to draw us away from your goodness, oh God. But Father, you said, Lord, Father, oh God, when the enemy comes in like a standard, Father, you'd raise, Father, Lord God, Father, a standard for us, Lord. When the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord, Father, we desire, God, Father, to, Lord, Father, even as the brother requested, Father, we desire to stay under the blood. Lord, to stay under the blood. For Father, who can harm us under the blood? Father, nothing can touch us, oh God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, we see
you,
even
God.
In our homes with our children, all these devices, these electronical devices, Father, they're there just to trap them. Father,
oh,
Satan
God,
desires, Father, to destroy their lives, oh God. He desires to surf them, Father.
Yes.
Father, for they can't see the bad in those things. But Lord, Father, you have given us, Lord, just a little bit extra grace above
Thank
them
you,
that
Lord
we can
Jesus.
See the enemy coming in, oh God.
Thank you, God.
And we ask, oh God, that you'd give us grace. For Lord, if we were to consider tonight, if you were to come, Father, this night, like a thief in the night, Father, would we be ready, Lord? Will the Son of Man
oh,
find
God.
Righteousness this night? Father, it's enough for us, Father, to lay aside our food, to lay aside our sleep, to lay aside all things.
Oh yes,
Father, but
Jesus.
To search out our salvation with fear and trembling. For Lord, mighty Savior, Father, many a time before we thought the foolish virgin was out in the world. But we see the foolish virgin, Father. Could it possibly be, Father, amidst the church, Father?
Oh, yes,
for we see many people. They don't come anymore, Father. Lord, and even us, it's so hard, Father, just to keep a stand, Father. Lord, Father, we recall,
oh,
Father,
God.
In times
be
past,
merciful,
when
Lord
we
Jesus.
Would be such vigilant in prayer, Father. But Lord, Father, we drag our feet, so to speak, to come to your house. Give
oh,
us grace in this
merciful,
word we've
Lord
heard
Jesus.
Tonight. We're grateful, Father, that you were able, Father, to raise our brother in his sick condition. Father,
Thank
and bring
you,
him,
Lord,
Jesus. And deliver unto us, O God. Lord, an exhortation, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
For Lord,
Jesus.
We know that day when the books are opened, Father, for this day, Father, we would desire that on this day, Father,
oh,
our
hallelujah.
Hearts were in the right place. Our
Thank
hearts
you,
were
Jesus.
Set on those things that were that are above, Father. Lord, we have the pressures of the children and all those things, O God. But Lord, Father, we can still find time,
Thank
like
you,
Jochebed
Jesus.
And Amram, Father. They found time, Father, oh God, to search out, Father, oh God, a solution for Moses. We, Father, desire to, Father, oh God, find a solution, Father, and a way for us to exit out of this world, Father.
Yes, Lord,
for
Jesus.
Lord, in this condition, Father, Lord, Father, I can't see how we'd get out of here. And I can't see many of us going, Father. But give us grace, Father, that we take
In
the
Jesus
words that were
name.
Ministered unto us this night from our brother, Father, that we'd be able to apply them amidst our lives and
yes,
apply
Lord.
Them amidst our hearts, O God. And we would quicken and shake ourselves, O Father. Lord,
yes,
that Lord,
Lord
Savior, Father, Lord, our prayer would be our food again.
Amen.
Your word would be, Father, our food again, Father.
Amen.
Bless us as we part. And Lord, bless our brother, even as he's labored in pain and in sickness. Father, give him, Lord, Father, that
Amen.
If he were to stand on Friday again, you would give him a quickened and a whole
Amen.
Body, O God.
Amen.
Father, Lord, take away even that sickness now,
Amen.
That tomorrow, Father, we'd be able to glorify thee in all that you've
Hallelujah.
Done for us,
Father. Hallelujah.
Give us grace. Let us not tire, O God. For we don't desire, Father, to get accustomed to these
yes,
things.
Lord Jesus.
Father, to get used to these things, O God.
Amen.
For Father, like our brother Amen. Said tonight, Lord, Father, Lord Jehovah, the people got so used to the prophet saying you were coming. Father, Lord God, that they, Lord Jehovah, took for granted, Lord. And Lord, Father, they even mocked and they raised scoffers,
yes.
O God. But we believe that you are coming, O God.
Amen.
And we desire to be ready, Lord. We desire to have our lamps trimmed, Lord. We desire to have
yes,
the oil.
Lord.
We desire to have all the requirements, O God.
Amen.
Father, for a body change, O God. Father, we desire, Lord, to have faith. That we can even, Lord Savior, have, Lord Savior, the healing of a headache, O God.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
before we can have the, Lord Savior, rapturing of a body. Give us grace as we part. Keep us as we part. We pray
yes,
especially
Lord
for
Jesus.
The empty seats amidst us, O God.
Amen.
Father, that thou would, Lord, persuade those hearts, whatever they'd be doing at home, if they be not on things that are godly, you persuade them and bring them the next
Amen.
Service. We ask now your grace, you be glorified, you be lifted on high. In all things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Take the name of Jesus with you tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Take the name of Jesus.
Take the name of Jesus.
Hey.
Pure child of sorrow and of woe.
Lord Richie, bless you.
It
Take that name
joy
with you.
And comfort give you.
There's nothing you can
take. Then wherever you go,
then the name Jesus Christ,
precious name,
is above everything.
Oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven,
precious name. Know how sweet. Oh, of earth and joy of heaven. And the name of Jesus with you.
Oh, hallelujah.
As a shield from every snare.
Bless you.
If temptations round you gather, pray that holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of old and the joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus. Ah, it thrills our soul with joy. When His loving arms receive us, and His song of our tongues implore. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy.